This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with co-host Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi, Dave.
There is a bill in the General Assembly to set up a statewide water authority in Rhode Island. We will look into that legislation and perhaps some implications with Providence attorney Jack Partridge of the firm Partridge, Snow & Hahn. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, guys.
And your practice emphasizes business law, personal planning, regulated industries. You were also a member of the Rhode Island Economic Policy Council for 4 years, 2003 and till 2007. So you've got a good grasp of the background of some of the implications of this legislation. First of all, very, very generally, what does the bill do? What does it call for?
What it calls for is it gives the opportunity to the various water suppliers of the state of Rhode Island to come together in a regional authority. The idea is to take it from an individual parochial view into a more statewide view through a voluntary regionalization program. We call it the Ocean State Regional Authority because that's the way we view it. We think about it as an opportunity for the various water suppliers, of which we have 25 or 26 municipal and 435 private or quasi-private water suppliers, to get together and start thinking about Rhode Island's water, its resource, which is one of the most important and one of the few natural resources we actually have.
And right now, 60% of the water is controlled by the City of Providence through the Scituate Reservoir. Is that right?
That is correct. The Providence Water Supply Board actually is the legal owner of all of that land, which we and the water that we call the Scituate Reservoir. That's a huge reservoir. The watershed is about 10% of the land area of the state of Rhode Island. The Providence Water Supply Board probably has 7 to 8% of that.
In the past, we've seen stories. I mean, we've written about it. The access to water especially in the southern part of the state along the coastal areas is sometimes restricted, especially in a dry summer. And yet, the northern part of the state has an abundance of water. So that's part of the idea here, is to try to bring the supply and the demand more in line with each other. Is that right?
That's correct. Northern Rhode Island, particularly Woonsocket and Pawtucket, have a surplus of water every single day. Every single day. And yet in South County, especially in the summer months, July usually is the toughest month, sometimes early August, there can be a net deficit. And getting the water from the northern part of the state to the southern part of the state would be one of the long-term goals. In other words, wheeling the surplus to the areas of the state where there's real need.
Is that deficit due to a natural cause or a new development in southern Rhode Island, or why?
For the most part, it's natural. The reservoirs there are very shallow, as an example, so we don't have deep water as we do have in Scituate or in the Pawtucket reservoirs. Groundwater has a tendency to, because of clay and other things in the soil, to not move, not be as permeable, if you would, as other materials might be. So there really is a net deficit, and about 8% of the state at the present time needs well water, and about 30% of that is in South County.
Could local water districts in southern Rhode Island be doing something better to conserve the water supply?
Well, I think they all...
Having this redistribution.
I think there's always room for improvement. I think there's no doubt about that. But the issues are that there really isn't the resource. I mean, let's face it. Everybody thinks of water as just something that's there. It's cheap. It's very, very good in terms of tasting, especially if you're in the Providence system. We have a very low rate of return on water in general in this area. So it's not something that's on everybody's mind all the time. So you don't, even on a municipal basis, put the resource necessary, perhaps, involved to get the planning that's done, to consider what the next 10 years are going to mean in the community. It, quite frankly, gets a little parochial.
In talking about redistribution, are we talking about let's say this legislation happens, there is a statewide water authority. Are we talking then pretty major construction projects to build pipes to go from the north to the south?
Well, that would be a long-term process, one that I think is recognized by the state planning personnel as well as others. But in the short term, it's the ability to take a resource. In this case, let's focus on Providence as an example. That is a resource that is controlled solely by Providence. The idea is, let's have the other communities that are using this system have something to say about their water and the water plans over the longer haul. So the idea would be that a Providence Water Supply Board might join in this Ocean State Regional Authority, or a Pawtucket or a Woonsocket, or potentially the Kent County Water Board would do so. The idea is to get them together and to find a way to, number one, have them feel part of the system, and number two, create efficiencies that they all probably could utilize, and three, to start planning together with the state with regard to water use.
Our guest on The Bottom Line is Providence attorney Jack Partridge. This bill to establish the statewide water authority has been proposed by a Providence state rep. Providence Water Supply Board is behind it. Might there be some suspicion from other communities, other entities, that that there's something fishy going on here?
Well, it's open to all communities that have a water system, so let me start off with that. It isn't just a Providence bill. It isn't designed to be a Providence bill. Any entity, any jurisdiction that has a water district could join this, and the idea would be that eventually they would be able to organize themselves in a way that makes regionalization, collaboration, a principal part of water planning.
With representation also.
With representation. Yeah. For instance, Cranston or Johnson, as an example, would, because they're a very important part of the Providence water system, they'd have a representative or representatives, as the case may be, on that board. So we're really talking a truly regional authority. And we do have history of regionalization in Rhode Island. I call it more collaboration than anything else. But, for instance, for many years, the Blackstone Valley Sewer District really ran all the sewers, all of that in the Blackstone Valley. That became the basis for the Narragansett Bay Commission, which now controls essentially all of the bay's effluent issues. So we can do it. It's possible to do it, and it's proven to work.
Quickly, any sense of how the business community might feel about this?
I would think they would be in favor of it in general if they knew that they were planning for something over a longer period of time that would provide a plan for adequate water supplies for their communities. I think they would be in favor of it. By the way, EPA and other federal agencies require very substantial improvements over the next 10 or 15 years. In Providence, I think it's over $100 million worth of improvements that are required by the EPA, and that has to be planned for. I think it'd be better if it was planned for, quite frankly, on a regional basis with users as well as suppliers being part of that program.
Define an improvement in this context. What does that mean?
Well, it could be relining pipes. It could be laying new pipes. I mean, we have a very old infrastructure in the urban areas. Pawtucket, my hometown, spent years trying to deal with that issue, finally got to the point where they had to put a whole new plant in and then reline all the pipes that were servicing Pawtucket and Central Falls and Ponce of Cumberland. It's very, very expensive. When you do it by yourself and it's a smaller project, it's even more expensive. So there's lots of thinking that has to be done about the idea of regionalization and collaboration among all the communities. But the idea is, let's get everybody sitting down thinking about it. And in the Providence case, I mean, Providence has spent, as a city, if you would, it owns this gigantic parcel of real estate there. Mayor Tavares has been very, very clear that he's not interested in selling this facility. I think that's very important to note. He's not interested, but he does think that Providence probably should have a long-range plan, maybe a lease or some sort of arrangement that keeps the Providence Water Authority Board in place, keeps the employees in place. Feels that this is the way to, ensure that longer term we've got on a statewide basis the water we need.
Any sense of rates going higher with a redistribution or staying the same or what might happen?
My hunch is that there would be a blip, but I mean a very low blip in the first couple of years, depending upon which communities involve themselves. For instance, if Pawtucket decided to do it and Providence decided not to do it, it would make a difference depending upon where they are. I think there'd be a blip longer term with the efficiencies you could have with a system that is really organized properly. Then you're in a position where you can look for savings over a long-term basis. And right now we have very favorable bond rates because of the water system that we have now. But who knows what that's going to be in a couple of years. If, in fact, one or more of these communities or districts has a problem, then, quite frankly, it's going to be very difficult for them to fund anything. A state authority might very well be able to do it.
Okay, we've run out of time. We've been looking at potential water policy changes across the state of Rhode Island with our guest, Providence attorney Jack Partridge. Also, co-host, Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Great to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Rhode Island's NPR.